This podcast is brought to you by HealthRangerStore.com. Lab-tested clean foods and supplements for immune function, long-term storage, and survival applications. Every purchase helps fund this free speech video platform. Thank you for your support. What's extraordinary about this incredible degree of censorship by Facebook and Twitter, censoring the New York Post over the Hunter Biden smoking gun emails, that bombshell story, the incredible degree of censorship here, and the pathetic response from our government officials. Now, President Trump is one of the few that is speaking out and saying this is ridiculous, it's absurd, it's election interference, it's got to stop. Trump is right. But where is William Barr on this? The DOJ should be marching in there with federal agents and arresting Jack Dorsey, the Satanist, right now. He should be in cuffs tonight for this election interference, this fraud against the United States of America. Mark Zuckerberg should be in cuffs tonight. They should be indicted, charged with treason, fraud, conspiracy, sedition, whatever charges can stick. But instead, the DOJ is doing what? Oh, handing out grant money to left-wing groups that investigate right-wing violence, which almost doesn't exist. Almost all the violence in America is left-wing, radical leftists, Antifa, Black Lives Matter, those crazy, insane left-wing groups. And when so-called right-wing groups are involved in something, turns out to be just an FBI plot, like this kidnapping plot against Governor Whitmer in Michigan. The whole thing was dreamed up by the FBI. Just a bunch of big talking, you know, country boys that got recruited by the FBI and they didn't even do anything. There was no violence. But that's beside the point. You got to deal with these tech giants with force from the government. You can't just sit back and do what the Senate is doing now. You know, as much as I love Senator Hawley and Senator Cruz and many others who are speaking out against the censorship, all they're doing is they're issuing subpoenas for a Dorsey to come to the Senate and we'll ask you questions. Sit in a chair and lie to us, Jack Dorsey. That's all that's happening. That's insane. That's not how you stop this. Dorsey is laughing with the devil in his little Satan worshiping, you know, dungeon rituals or whatever he's up to these days. Zuckerberg is laughing as they reboot his internal cyborg operating system and upgrade his battery packs to let him function as a semi-human for another week. They're laughing at you because they won't change what they're doing. They won't stop censoring until you force them, which is why today I, Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, publisher of naturalnews.com, founder of brighteon.com, I am calling on the United States government, well, i.e. Trump, as the commander-in-chief, to issue military arrest orders for Jack Dorsey, Mark Zuckerberg, the head of Google, the head of YouTube, and the top managers of all these organizations as well, to roll in the military troops to seize, take over these treasonous, seditious, fraudulent, corrupt, conspiratorial, techno-fascist, to take them over or shut them down one way or the other. If they're not going to respect the free speech of Americans, shut them down. And it's easy to do. There's so many options. You can roll an armored personnel carrier right into their campus, roll the soldiers out, put the managers at gunpoint, say, guess what? Yeah, shut down the servers. And that's exactly the way this has to be done. Or you can have the DOJ seize all their bank accounts, freeze their finances. You can have the State Department seize their domain names. Just seize Twitter.com, Google.com, Facebook.com. Just seize it. Apple.com, Twitter, all of them. Seize the domain names. Or you can have the Federal Elections Commission roll in and say, we're going to fine you $50 billion for your election fraud unless you restore freedom of speech to all viewpoints. And there are probably 100 other ideas of the way to do this. Have the military police roll in and arrest the CEOs and hold them for military tribunals for crimes against humanity. Because the right to speak, the right to think, the right to debate is a fundamental human right. It's based in fundamental human dignity. And it's guaranteed under the First Amendment of the Constitution. There are a number of things you could do. President Trump could order the power companies in California to cut off the power supplies to terrorists supporting organizations, which is Facebook, it's Twitter, it's Google, it's YouTube. They are promoting Antifa and Black Lives Matter terrorism. They are aiding and abetting terrorist organizations in America. The 14th Amendment gives the president the power to remove from public office anybody who has granted aid and comfort to terrorists, but also the Insurrection Act, which has been invoked by over 20 presidents throughout U.S. history, gives the president the right to arrest individuals or to arrest members of organizations that are aiding and abetting terrorist operations in the United States. He can invoke the Insurrection Act and shut these companies down, and that's exactly what needs to be done. And frankly, Joe Biden should be arrested. Hunter Biden should be arrested. Joe Biden admitted on video to official corruption, to withholding $1 billion in foreign aid to Ukraine unless they shut down their own internal domestic investigation into criminal operations at Burisma that were tied to Hunter Biden, who was receiving illegal kickbacks as a, quote, board member of that company, while actually he was getting paid for the influence of Joe Biden to come in and shut down these investigations. That is corruption. That is criminal. Those are crimes. Joe Biden should be behind bars tonight. Where is the FBI 3 a.m. raid on Hunter Biden and Joe Biden? Huh? Like they raided Roger Stone. Where is the 3 a.m. raid on the house of Jack Dorsey? Oh, you might interrupt some demonic Satan pedophile ritual there or something. Probably sacrificing children and drinking their blood or something at 3 in the morning. Who knows? Wouldn't want to interrupt that. My goodness. These people are insane demons. And they're tyrants. And they're criminals. I'm talking about the heads of the tech giants. They are the enemies of humanity. They are the enemies of basic human freedom. And they're the enemies of America. They're the enemies of democracy. They're the enemies of this constitutional republic. And if you don't stop them, they will enslave you. And I say this as one of the most banned voices on the internet. I was banned by YouTube years ago, completely deplatformed, because I was talking about what's in vaccines long before COVID was unleashed upon the world. Now, half the population understands what I was talking about, 5 years ago. Suddenly, it's all common sense. Yeah, of course the vaccines are dangerous. Of course the CDC is lying to you. Of course the World Health Organization is run by a bunch of commie sellouts. But you're not allowed to say that on YouTube, are you? You get banned. Well, guess what? I built my own platform. I put in millions of dollars that I was blessed to have because of the support of our readers and followers. They support our online store of lab-verified nutritional products because I'm a nutritionist. That's really what I would prefer to do, is focus on nutrition and science. So I built a platform, Brighteon.com, the YouTube alternative. Tens of thousands of users, hundreds of thousands of videos on there already because I was censored, because I was blacklisted. So I'm building alternative platforms. I was blacklisted by Twitter. So I built Brighteon.social so you can post content. I was banned by Facebook. I was banned by Vimeo. banned everywhere because I tell the truth. And the truth is what we need right now so desperately in this country. And the truth is what big tech is censoring now, even when it comes from mainstream conservative media like the New York Post. So when the New York Post engages in investigative journalism and uncovers the deep, dark secrets of Hunter Biden and all his weird underage porn that's on his computer, you're going to see, trust me, that's coming out. The New York Post gets banned, blacklisted by the tech giants. And then again, GOP senators and members of Congress, well, we better drag Dorsey in to answer questions. Hey, Dorsey doesn't give a crap about your questions. Dorsey is communing directly with Satan. He's working on a whole different level. He doesn't care about your laws. Dorsey is getting orders from supernatural demonic beings from the underworld, okay? He's getting energy boosts from weird, sickening death rituals and things. He doesn't care about your human laws. He doesn't care about the United States legal system. He doesn't care about Congress. He has, he believes, transcended all that. And he's going to keep doing what he's doing. He's going to keep censoring the truth. He's going to keep promoting pedophilia, promoting demonism and Satanism, promoting human destruction and hatred, racial division, violence, arson, riots, killing in the streets, civil war, uprisings, and revolts. This is what he's going to promote because he is run by Satan. You can't battle that kind of evil demon creature by issuing a subpoena, you fucking GOP morons. You don't battle demon creatures that way. You have to roll in with troops, with rifles, with handcuffs. You roll in and you arrest them at gunpoint and you seize the servers at gunpoint. Get it? You shut it down at gunpoint. And if you have to, you just cut off the power supply or you cut off the water supply to the buildings. You cut off the infrastructure and you starve the demons out of there. And as they come out, you just arrest them all and charge them for the crimes they have committed. I'm talking about the employees of Twitter, the employees of Facebook. They're all part of it. Just like the soldiers of East Germany who manned the Berlin Wall. Now we have an intellectual Berlin Wall. And the East German soldiers of today are the programmers who work for Twitter and the programmers who work for Facebook and Google and YouTube. They are the modern day criminals against humanity. And you can't stop them with subpoenas. You can't stop them by saying, oh, we're going to have the FCC issue a reinterpretation of Section 230. Hey, big tech doesn't give a shit about your Section 230. They've been violating it for years. Never been enforced against them, has it? Because they paid off all the members of Congress. They've paid off the senators. They've got freaking over $1 trillion in cash. I mean, companies like Apple. More cash wealth than most nations of the world. In fact, Apple's got more money than the United States of America because the U.S. is broke. Apple is wealthy, sitting on something like $1 trillion. They can buy off anybody and everybody who's willing to sell their soul, which is most members of Congress, it turns out. Not all of them, but most. They can buy off the prosecutors. They can buy off the DOJ. They can buy off the FBI. That's why for them paying, $1 million for some child trafficked sex slave in their dungeon that they can ritualistically abuse during their Satan rituals, that's nothing to them. That's nothing. They trade those children like playing cards, okay? Just so you know, that's who they are. The tech giants, the really wealthy top people in the tech companies, they're all pedophiles and rapists, child traffickers. They've got secret dungeons. They do demonic rituals with children, and they think it gives them power. Have you noticed what Jack Dorsey looks like lately? You notice he looks like a raging demon? That's not an accident, because you hang out with demons, you start looking demonic. You summon dark forces and move them through your dark heart. You start looking dark. You start getting consumed by it. I mean, heck, we all saw that in Star Wars, the Emperor, Darth Vader. You start looking all messed up. Your face starts looking dark. Your eyes are hollow. Your soul is empty. The aura around you is putrid and disgusting. That's what Jack Dorsey looks like, because he's a demon. A Satanist. And so think about this. Our election is about to be determined by a bunch of Satanists. And the Satanists want Biden in the White House. Why do the Satanists want Biden in the White House? I wonder why. Why do they want Kamala Harris in the White House? Why do they want Hillary Clinton to be the Secretary of Defense? Why do they want John Podesta back in the mix? With all their spirit cooking and little blood rituals and who knows what else they're into. Because these are the same people that promote Netflix pedophilia, Hollywood, cultism, the abuse of children, infanticide, abortion, chopping up babies, harvesting and selling baby body parts, and then using some of those parts to make vaccines and then forcing the vaccines on other children because it's medical cannibalism. And now those children are marked through a blood ritual that is tied to Satanism. Don't you know? Many of the abortionists are Satanists. And they say their little demon prayers as they're chopping up the babies. And they infuse the blood of those babies with, you know, demonic energy. And then that goes into the vaccines and goes into your child. It's all a demonic, ritualistic claiming of children for Satan. And that is what Biden supports. And Kamala Harris. And all these others. Because they're sick, twisted demon worshipers. And frankly, they're not even human anymore. But you can use kinetic force through the government to stop them, to lock them away. But ultimately, they have to be destroyed with God energy. They've got to be dealt with through the Bible, through invoking the name of Jesus. You know, I did an interview with a really interesting guy, Romero. You should check this out on Brighteon.com. He is a former L.A. sheriff's deputy, and he wrote a book called something like the City of Angels. He documented the demons in Los Angeles and in the L.A. prison system, and he found that there are many, many actual demon-possessed individuals who are in that system and who are in and around Los Angeles and the movie industry and everything, and that the one thing that worked as a weapon against them was to invoke the name of Jesus Christ and to live a lifestyle of morality and ethics yourself, a lifestyle of personal discipline in your daily habits and routines, routines that are rooted in health and wisdom, a routine such as daily prayer or reading the Bible daily. And it's a great interview. You've got to see this interview. And so from that interview, I'm going to invoke it right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, I call upon the forces of God and light and transparency to remove the wicked demons from our world, the demons that run the tech companies, that promote the pedophilia and the child porn, that promote the evil and the hatred and the bigotry and the division. In the name of Jesus Christ, either remove the demons from those people's bodies or remove the entire person from this earth. Send them to hell where they belong. Because most of those people, when they were human, they invited the demons into their lives because they wanted the power. Just like the music industry leaders, you know, Katy Perry, for example, Lady Gaga, they want the power. They want the popularity. So they invite the demons in. And then sure enough, they are made popular. And they're given that demon energy, that charisma that influences others and builds them a popular base. And they're given extra publicity and help throughout the satanically run music industry. So they do deals with Satan in order to gain power over humans. And that's what I believe Jack Dorsey did. And that's what Zuckerberg did, I believe. That's what all these tech giants are doing. They are making deals. They're selling their souls and they're inviting in satanic forces so that they can wield power over you. And so I call on God through the name of Jesus Christ to, again, either free those souls, eliminate the demons within them, or eliminate the whole person if they invited that demonic possession, which most of them did. They have no place in this realm, no place on this planet for those demons. And you know they believe in demonism because they are anti-God, anti-Christian, anti-human, anti-liberty, anti-freedom, anti-human dignity, anti-health freedom. They don't care about humanity. They, in fact, despise humanity. Why do you think Bill Gates wants global depopulation? Because he hates human beings. He looks around, there's billions of humans. He can see them from his airplane, his private jets flying around, looking down. Got to kill those billion. Too many. He's got instructions from his handlers Unleash the vaccines. Unleash the infertility. Unleash the suffering. Unleash the lockdowns. Crush humanity. And then we will claim domain over this world. They will, in the name of Satan. That's what they want to do. But you know what? We know who wins in the end, don't we? We know that God wins in the end. We know how this goes. We know that we are in the end times. We know that there is a tribulation. We know that there is a false prophet. We know there is the rise of the Antichrist. We know there is the mark of the beast, commerce system. We know that Christians are persecuted and tortured and killed all over the world, which is beginning to happen. Actually, it's been happening for many years. It's accelerating. We know that all good people are singled out and marginalized and demonized, which is what has happened to so many of us, right? If you're a good person listening to this, you felt it too. You've been demonized for being a good person, for having morality and ethics, for speaking out against the transgenderism, child abuse of our world, the genital mutilation of young children by these drag queens and queers and transgender child abusing pedophile lunatics that are allowed to come into our public schools and read to children while they're sitting on chairs and not even wearing underwear and flashing their crotches in the faces of young children. And it's applauded by the local school districts. You know that's happening. But in the end, God wins. And in the end, the only judgment that matters is the judgment of God. You may think you're being judged by this twisted, corrupt society because you're not popular in this society. You don't have the right to speak. You've been banned on Facebook, let's say. None of that judgment matters. The only judgment that matters is the judgment of God, who you will face one day, as we all will. That's the only judgment that you take with you. That's the only judgment that is eternal. That's the only judgment that leaves a real record on your soul. Being judged in a negative light by a society, a civilization rooted in demonism and pedophilia and infanticide and child abuse, to be judged negatively by that society is actually a bonus. It's a plus in the eyes of God. In fact, when you face God one day, you better hope he doesn't say to you, "Oh, glad you fit in with all the abortion clinics. Yeah, we sure are glad you got along with all the pedophiles, you know, on the left. Yeah, you were really good at conforming to the demands of Jack Dorsey and the Twitterverse. Yeah, good job." No, you don't want to hear that from God, because that means he's about to send you to hell. What you want to hear is, "Welcome home. You did well. You lived in enemy territory, but you held your ground. You preserved your soul. You stood by your morality, and you helped others. You fought for freedom and truth and transparency. You defended life. You defended God. You defended what is good. And even though eventually, maybe they killed your physical body, maybe you died of old age, whatever, you win big because you made it to heaven, and you are judged in a positive light by the only light that really matters, the light of God, the light of Jesus Christ, our Savior." And I'm not trying to turn this into a Bible lecture, and I'm not a pastor, but given what's happening on our planet right now, we all had better start thinking beyond this realm. You better start thinking about your loyalties. Better start thinking about whether you're going to compromise or hold your ground. Because this life is very temporary. It's over in the blink of an eye, but what you face after this life lasts an eternity. And I wear it as a badge of pride that my speaking the truth got me banned by YouTube and banned by Facebook and banned by Google, blacklisted, censored, smeared by the evil villains of this society, who are the child rapists and the child body sacrificers and all the evil they're into. Yeah, they judge me in a negative light. That's awesome, because I don't want to be part of them. I don't want to go where they're going. I don't want to suffer for eternity like they're going to suffer. I'm here to protect life, to protect truth and the freedom of speech, individual liberty, to protect the things that matter beyond this world. Because they say you can't take it with you. Most things you can't. But the things that you do take with you are your morality, the record of your actions, your ethics, your courage. You take all that with you. Your love, you take it with you. Yeah, you're going to leave behind your gold, your Bitcoin, your cash, your car, your guns, your ammo, all that stuff. You're going to leave that behind. Leave it to someone else. Here, you pick up the guns. But you're going to take with you the stuff that really matters, the stuff that's eternal, which is the record on your soul. You know, in the New Age community, they call it the Akashic Records. Same thing. It's just a permanent record of your soul. And that stays with you. And believe me, if you, on this earth, if you spent one day preying upon children, if you did that even one time, well, I guess they say in the Bible that you can ask for forgiveness. I'm not so sure about that. I'm not sure that you can be forgiven for sodomizing a child or some of the things that these tech CEOs are into. Even, you know, the stuff that Tim Cook is into at Apple, a twisted pervert, a hollow shell of a broken man. What the stuff that these people are into, I'm not sure that God can ever forgive that. I don't know. I guess that's between them and God. I can't judge them, but God will. But don't be foolish enough to go down that road. Don't ever fall in with these radical leftists and their evil, twisted ways, because they will not just destroy everything that's worth living for, they will destroy your eternal soul. And that counts beyond this world, obviously. It counts forever. So, see, it's not just about censorship, is it? It's not just about technology. It's not just about the First Amendment. This is like a cosmic constitution that life matters and freedom matters and human dignity matters and God matters. And if you don't get that, then you are going to cosmic hell one day. And frankly, there's a lot of these tech CEOs, these evil demon creatures, that it would be much better for our planet if they were sent to hell sooner rather than later. But I guess that's up to God's judgment. We'll let him sort them out, which will happen. So that's my take on it. And if you'd like to join me in this effort to defend our morality, the very fabric of this nation, and to expose the demons and the pedophiles and the transgenders and the child abusers, expose these evil creatures for what they are, to call them out, then join me on Brighteon.social. Brighteon.social, the free speech alternative to Facebook and Twitter. And guess what? Brighteon.social isn't run by demons. No, it's run by good people like myself and my team members who have all the beliefs that I've just described to you right here. We love humanity. We love God. We love life. We love the miracle of human babies. We love healthy living, herbs, plants, nutrition, superfoods, gardening, growing herbs, creating life in a way that's congruent with God and Mother Nature. That's what we love. That's what I'm into. And that is expressed through these platforms like Brighteon.social. And if you come on to Brighteon.social, or if anybody does, and they start posting a bunch of demon stuff, we'll ban them for that. That's not okay. Not acceptable. But if you come on and want to participate in the incredible community of loving, pro-human, high IQ individuals, whether they're Christians or not, doesn't matter. If they love humanity and love freedom and love dignity, and they want to live in a world of honest, compassionate people who don't abuse children, then you will love Brighteon.social. So join us there, and also use Brighteon.com as your video platform. It's the alternative to YouTube. And thank you for your support. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your prayers. We're working hard every day. We have angelic protection. We have it. It's evident every day. We have God on our side. We have angels on our side. We have your prayers on our side. Otherwise, we wouldn't be here. We would have been gone a long time ago. We've got prayers and divine protection, plus a bunch of rifles and ammunition as well. So we are in great shape. We can stop the demons and the violent attackers and looters if necessary. We got it covered, you know, in this world and the world beyond. It's like a full spectrum defense right there. And thank you for your support. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I appreciate you. God bless you. Prayers to you. Be safe and help us defeat evil. Maybe it's possible in our lifetimes. We'll see. We'll find out. Thank you for listening.